B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Continue our preparations for Denver. We'll continue to be ready to adjust and adapt to whatever we have to do. We're literally taking this, I wouldn't even say day by day. It's more hour by hour. So we'll continue to move forward, but at the same time know that we have to be ready to change, adjust, and adapt as the situation calls for.
Bill Belichick, Patriots head coach over the weekend. That was Saturday. Patriots didn't play this weekend. They're not going to play tonight.
Let's go, Pats.
They had another positive test over the weekend. Scheduling mess continues in the NFL. Did you miss football this weekend, Zo?
I did. I miss Patriots football. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well,
there's some stupid football teams out there.
Well, yeah. No, there definitely is that. Come on. My password. Is yours not working?
Try big B-O-O-B-Z.
Really?
It's like Michael Scott.
All right.
With a Z. Yeah.
Okay. Do you think the NFL needs to maybe change their approach? I think they do. Hello. I think the NFL needs to sort of reassess right now.
Reassess what?
In terms of the amount of time they're going to need to get through the season. Not in terms of whether or not they should be playing football. No. They probably need to be a little bit more flexible in the coming weeks because they're running out of rescheduling options.
They need to go back and look at what they did to the Patriots week the Kansas City week. Forced that team to get on a plane. Two planes, by the way.
Yeah.
Multiple buses. Get to Kansas City. Sit in a tightly quartered locker room. They asked for extra space. They were denied that. But I think Kansas City, not the league. Now, if the league's overseeing this, I don't see how they get any help from the league. Like, we got a visiting team coming in during a pandemic. Why can't we get any more space? Massive stadium. Travel day a game. You play. You lose. You get back. And the next thing you know, you find out your defensive player of the year has COVID. Did that forced trip force the Patriots to what the state they're in right now and why the league's looking at only us and Tennessee?
So in that, the trick because was you the lost reason the why game. They had another positive. Theoretically, yes.
Yeah, yes. Probably.
Yeah, that could have been the case.
So you could look at it that, okay, the league forced that one. And then as you heard more and more come out down around Gillette throughout the course of last week, you know, team captains, players, and that, might not do that next time.
I mean, here's the reality. They're going to have more tests that are positive in their league. It's going to happen. There will be guys testing positive in the NFL.
Right.
The question now is what's going to be the protocol? Because, listen, testing is great, and they have a lot of it. It's easily accessible for NFL players. But we know there is a period of time where players will not be testing positive, yet will have it and could potentially be spreading it. So no matter what, you're sort of going to be screwed, right? Last week, okay, one player has it. Everyone else is negative for multiple days. Well, we got to go play the game. And then it turns out, well, everybody wasn't negative. Another player had it. Oh, and then a few days after that, another player got it. Gee, did the plane to Kansas City cause that? Did the trip to Kansas City cause that? Did the fact that the team was back together? I don't know. Maybe, right? Plausibly, yes. So they're going to have more positive tests. But from a schedule standpoint, they've got to start to realize this option of like changing around weeks.
Yeah.
Now the Patriots, you know, to play next weekend, you can keep doing that for about two more weeks and then you're out. Everyone's running out of the buys.
I don't even know if you can do it that long because of all the other impact that it has on the rest of the schedule. You might be able to do like a couple of games rescheduled one more time. And then after that, you may be at the end of the road.
So this is week five. And I think two more weeks now, they'll totally be out of options. I think someone's done some calculations on this. So and in two more weeks, only some games will be able to be moved because so many teams will have already had their bye week.
Right.
So it's not, there's still options in 2 weeks. And then 3 or 4 weeks from now, there's no options left. None. This is a great tweet from yesterday. Simple and to the point from our friend Jeff Howe. He wrote, everyone, just do a week 18. The NFL's response. And he screen grabbed their press release from over the weekend. Here's what it says. Following the postponement of the Week 5 Broncos-Patriots game, the NFL today announced the following schedule changes. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Want to go through it?
Oh, my God.
You ready for this headache? The Broncos and Patriots played Week 6. That will happen October 18th, 1 p.m., CBS. The Chiefs and Bills Week 6 game moves from Thursday, October 15th to Monday, October 19th, 5 p.m. The Jets-Dolphins game moves from Week 10 to Week 6 at 4:05. The Jets-Chargers game moves from Week 6 to Week 11, Sunday, November 22nd, 4:05, CBS. The Jaguars and Chargers game moves from Week 8 to Week 7 on Sunday, October 25th, 4:25, CBS. The Chargers-Broncos game moves from Week 11 to Week 8. The Chargers-Dolphins game moves from Week 7 to Week 10. The Dolphins-Broncos game moves from Week 6 to Week 11. The team-by-team changes. Broncos have four of them. Their bye week moved from Week 8 to Week 5. Their game against the Patriots went from Week 5 to Week 6. The Chargers game, that went from Week 11 to Week 8. The Dolphins game moved from Week 6 to Week 11. Did you catch all those game changes?
I did.
That puzzle doesn't keep working. So what I really think the league needs to realize is they're going to need extra time to get this season completed.
And really,
they're not going to have a Super Bowl in Tampa in February. They're going to have to push that back.
Yeah, and I think there's an understanding that we're all going to have to deal with this, that this is what we did and this is what we chose to do. We're going to play football. So the schedules that you're reading me where you're having an adjustment of bye weeks, that's really the big one for us, right? We lose bye weeks. Pittsburgh lost their bye week. Couldn't help it.
The Patriots sort of lost their bye week, too.
You lost your bye week. You woke up today and found out you're just completing your bye week. Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed your bye week of going to practice.
The Broncos really lost it. They actually practiced.
Correct.
All week.
See, you're going to get later in the year. Not everybody's going to be able to lose their bye week.
Yeah, we're only a couple of weeks out from that happening.
The problem that I see is that adding a week isn't going to get it done either.
No, it's not. And that's what I mean when I say they got to get more flexible and they've got to realize that the Super Bowl is not happening on time.
I mean, if you are already after 4 weeks, 5 weeks now, approaching the end of your rope in terms of what you can do scheduling-wise, and that would necessitate adding another week. So let's say after another week of this and a couple more postponements and moving to bye weeks, then they have to add the week. We're not even halfway through the season yet. So, and there are a lot of places where cases just generally are ramping up in terms of positive rates. So you could, I'd reasonably expect that this is going to happen a couple few more times. And if it does, that extra week isn't going to be enough. So then what do you do then? Do you add another week? Do you add another week after that? I mean, how far are you willing to go to push it back, to extend the season and to push the Super Bowl out?
And the other thing is that maybe some teams end up with some of these games after week 17 and some teams do not. And if they're playoff teams, how does that sort of factor in? And if you're not a playoff team and you're being forced to play in an extra week, how much are you really giving effort-wise in one of those games?
Yep.
So competitively, you might have issues too. That could be part of the problem, which means maybe they would have to factor in giving back bye weeks to teams who have already sort of sacrificed them.
There you go.
To make it so that everybody is playing at the end.
Yeah.
That you play till the bitter end.
You could change opponents, too.
Because that is just change the
schedule.
That
you don't have to keep
advantage.
The schedule the same, right?
I don't think so. I think everything should be on the table. So I think you're right. I think you could possibly change
week 18 could just be, we're going to arrange the schedule the way to get the whole season in.
To get a total of 16 games played.
Not to offend anybody, not to hurt anybody's chances, but just to get the schedule in, get all the games in.
Yes. But they're going to have to come to this realization pretty soon. They probably already have. Like, they had to have thought of this.
Yeah, that's why they're busting their ass right now to make it work now, because they know down the road they're going to have to do this.
But they are 5 weeks into the season, and the schedule is already a mess. They're 5 weeks in. They're not even a third of the way home.
Yeah.
and it's all over the place. So it's time for them to sort of reassess and be prepared for, I want to say the worst, but sort of want to say the inevitable, that they're going to have more positive tests. They're going to have situations that prevent them from playing games. And I also wonder if the Patriots situation, not the Titans, because the Titans situation is a full-blown disaster there. If the Patriots situation, the Patriots didn't have this massive outbreak as far as we know right now. They had some players who got it. It's not half the team. It's not 25 people.
No.
They've got a handful of people who have come down with it.
And for a while, since the first couple tested positive, they've done a nice job keeping people away from the building, shutting down the facility, trying to prove that, hey, we do a good job here. We follow protocols. We go above and beyond for the health and safety of these players. And you can tell nobody is testing positive. And that was a good sign until Coward got it.
So I think that sort of is, hey, if we've got a handful of players on a team that are testing positive more than a week apart, well, maybe you look at it and say, this is going to give us more of a reason to postpone games sooner. Maybe in hindsight, they didn't think that the Chiefs-Patriots game was the right decision. Maybe the league feels that way. Maybe they feel like they could have done better had they postponed last week's game and not put other games in jeopardy. And maybe they err on the side of caution now as opposed to sort of pushing through. You think it's the right call for the Patriots not to play this week?
I was back and forth on it. I just think if they would have played and Cam played, I think the optics of Cam playing on day 10 of since he contracted COVID-19 or tested positive, would have some bad optics around the team. I'm glad they didn't play.
I think it was the right call because you know what they're trying to avoid? They're trying to avoid it spreading on the team. They're trying to avoid an outbreak. That's what they're trying to avoid. So I think it's right. They had another player test positive. Okay, we can't play this week. We're going to shut this down. How does that sort of impact other teams going forward that are not the Titans, but are more like the Patriots? I'm guessing the Patriots situation is far more likely to reoccur with another team than the situation that happened with the Titans. 617-779-0985. Also, what was the players' role in all of this over the weekend? Patriots players voicing their displeasure with how things were going. We'll talk about that. Also, the latest on Cam Newton and your calls as we get back to it on a Monday without there being a Patriots game yesterday. It's the bye week.
Bye.
Hey, it's the bye week. We're right back.
Buy something.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Drive home with Felger and Mast right now. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
As far as the Patriots, Cam Newton, from what I'm told, still has not put together two negative tests in a row, which he needs to get cleared. He was still positive late this past week. If they were going to play on Monday, it was an outside chance he was going to be cleared. So the fact that it's been moved to Sunday certainly helps their cause with Cam.
Cam Newton still not testing negative as of late last week.
That's the problem I have. That's the optical problem I have with him playing on day 10. You're still testing positive. It'd be different if he had the two negatives. That's the head scratcher. Okay, there's a guy that's got coronavirus that got it a week ago, but he's asymptomatic.
Right.
And under the NFL rules, he could play after the 10th day since he...
Did Glazer just say he was asymptomatic, by the way? He did.
Yeah.
So that's still the case,
yeah,
despite testing positive. So it doesn't look good.
It's weird. He said he hasn't received back-to-back negative tests, right? So does that mean he received a negative test and then another positive?
According to that report, I mean, based on his sentence, yes, it is possible. I don't know if that's what actually happened. I don't know if Jay Glazer knows if that's what actually happened. That could be creative reporting right there. Right? Sort of trying to make it seem like you know more than you do.
Sure.
So if he were to go out and play, does that look bad? Yeah. Yeah, it probably would look bad for the league that you've got positive players that are in games and are playing. What about if it's next weekend?
Gives you more time.
No, but I mean number of days. Does number of days impact it for you?
The 10, yeah.
No, no, so next week it won't be 10. It'll be
correct. No, I said it'd be 16, fine. Right? It'll be fine. Yeah. Just you're under that first cutoff of 10, and you play on that 10th day. We talked about it on Friday. I just think it would look bad. Whether we was cleared or not, it would look bad.
617-779-0985. Matt is in Rhode Island on the NFL and the scheduling. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Hey, Jim Lewis, how you doing?
Jim Lewis!
Yeah, good. Listen, I was listening to Jason McCourty's interview, and it sounds like, you know, obviously they're very unhappy. I think a lot of players are going to really start flexing on Goodell. Not only do I not like Goodell personally for what he's done against, you know, the Patriots, but professionally I think he's just done a horrible job. Now they're trying to, you know, play this reactionary instead of proactively. Didn't get granular with the details of what was going to happen, when this stuff was going to happen, and it obviously was. You know, so just how many practices a week and before you play. You guys know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I think it's a joke, actually. I think Goodell should be run out of there. What do you think?
Okay, I disagree. I don't think the league has done this terrible job. I mean, this is sort of an impossible situation that they're in. Have they done a great job? No, I wouldn't say that about them.
Oh, you know, but you don't agree with Mort?
But no, that was absurd.
It's this Hall of Fame moment?
That was ridiculous.
Hall of Fame moment.
No, I don't. I don't believe that at all.
I had to reread that text five times.
You know, have there been some mistakes made? Yeah, absolutely. Sure, they've made some mistakes. Without a bubble, how do you want the NFL to deal with this? Without testing that exists that would allow you to know exactly when someone has contracted this virus, what do you want them to do? They're trying to make the best of an absolutely terrible situation. They want to play football. They're trying to. They're trying to balance playing football with health risks, with concerns of players, with players that have opted out. They're trying to make a go of it. Like, I think ripping the NFL is easy. NFL's stupid. Well, what would you like them to do better than what they've done? Their players will not agree to a bubble. There is no bubble option for the NFL. It doesn't exist. Should they consider it for the playoffs? I hope so, but I don't even know how feasible that is with their players. I don't know. Like, what else is there that you need them to do or that they could have been doing to make this a lot better than it is?
I really can't think of anything that would make it better.
Right. It just sucks. It's a terrible situation.
The only thing that's better is a bubble. It was never going to happen.
Right. It wasn't going to happen. That's it. They don't have that option on the table. Like, ripping the stupid NFL. Like, well, I don't know. Like, how does anyone deal with this right now? You know what I mean?
Right.
What other workplace has the expectation that, hey, your workplace, when people get infected and they're in close contact with others, like, yeah, too bad. You know what I mean? It's just sort of like there's.
Well, not only that, but when people get infected, that otherwise, for all we know, we've had all kinds of infections of people walking around here.
Sure.
You know, we don't get tested. These guys are getting tested every day. And the majority of the. What? The majority of the cases we hear about are asymptomatic. So it's not like somebody got sick and then they went and got a COVID test and then they found out that, oh, okay, now we got to shut the facility down. Who knows? Who knows among us who would have tested positive at some point over the last 7 months? So there is, you know, they're handicapped, I guess, in a way by that too. I guess maybe we all operated foolishly under the impression that, you know, this still wouldn't be dictating our lives 7 months after the fact, that we would all just be kind of, you know, slaves to it still. But that's the case. And for the NFL, I mean, individual team bubbles, that's the only thing that you could think of. But they're not going to agree to that either. The season's too long. And What are you going to do? Put everybody in a hotel down next to Patriot Place? You're never allowed to go home. You just go to practice and then go to games? Even if it's not every team in the same facility, you know, in one city. No, they're not going to do that either. So I don't know. I don't know what they would have been able to do from the start of this that would be better than what they're doing now. I don't have any better ideas.
They're trying to make it work. They're putting in a great deal of effort to try and make it work. Nothing is ideal about it. Jake's in Boston. Hey, Jake.
Hey, 4 points. I'll roll through real quick. Number one, Jason McCourty needs to be quiet. Your union just signed a massive 10-year CBA extension during the pandemic in which you got bent over again. Don't want the league to see you as garbage? Then don't bow down like dogs in union negotiations like you have since Pete Rozelle was scared of Donald Trump's USFL dollars. Second, on the bubbles, the local bubbles, first of all, the colleges are doing it. Second of all, the bubbles did work for two of those three leagues, the NHL and the NBA. And you already do two localized hotel bubbles during the Super Bowl. So you have the game plan there based on how you run the Super Bowl in terms of taking over hotels and moving your entire team's operations there. It's not that difficult. You do it every year. Third, way too many Patriot players out this weekend on their bye week apple picking. Not that it's a bad thing, but when your team is ground zero for an outbreak, going out in public so your wives and girlfriends can get their basic fall Instagram photos isn't exactly a great idea. And fourth, Matt Ryan, Jimmy G, and a Dak Prescott reclamation project may be available in the offseason.
We'll get to that. Thank you, Jake. We'll get to all that. Okay. Wait a minute. You're not allowed to complain about the league, the way they're handling things, if you're a player, if you feel like they were forcing something on you because you lost on your CBA again? That's not true. That's not true at all. But I also think that the players who are complaining about the league's handling of things want to put everything on the league, and they're doing the same thing the league is doing to them. Both sides are doing the exact same thing. You ask the league whose fault it is, teams and players. Ask the players whose fault it is, the league. They're both doing the exact same thing. And I don't think anybody's buying in on either one, on either side. That's not entirely true. It's not all the players' fault. I mean, hey, we are living in a pandemic. No, actually, it's not all the league's fault. How did everybody on the team, what'd you guys all do this weekend? Oh, we were out leaf peeping and apple picking and going to the mall. What?
Leaf peeping.
What are you talking about? What are you guys doing? You know, there's some of that. No, you think you're going to, this is the point, Jake. Jake, you're making, you're disproving your first point on the bubble thing, or one of the bubble point there, in saying, oh, you just got to force the bubble. The NFL is not going to get their players to agree to a full year bubble. And the NBA and the NHL, of course the bubble worked. It was for 90 days max if you were a championship team. Mm. That's what it was. It was not, hey, September, we tell everyone to go in a bubble. The season ends in February. No one was asked to do that in any other league. They weren't asked to do that in baseball either. So I would sort of disagree with that. 617-779-0985. We've got Mike, who's in Wellesley. What's up, Mike?
Hey, boys. So basically, even if they extend the season week 18, 19, 20, my kind of frustration is, what's the actual protocol? Is it one test, two tests positive, three? If does it matter if it happens on a Monday or if it happens on a Friday? That's just, it's like they're making up it as it goes along, and I think that's not only frustrating as a fan, but probably for the players too and the coaches. What's the protocol? It doesn't seem to be clear to me.
Yeah, that's a good question, because they're not playing by any hard and fast rules. It's sort of a feel right now, right?
Kind of, but they have that contact tracing information. So it's like they have guys that are on the list of like, okay, if this guy pops, this might mean something bad. I think that's what happened with the Patriots yesterday, right?
So if you, his question is there a rule where if you have a player test positive on a Friday, there's no game Sunday? Does that rule exist somewhere?
No, the Jets played.
Thank you. So I think that's the point. So,
but I think it is based on something, though. It's not just by pure feel. It's based on some sort of system. It might not be a rigid system, but it's some sort of system.
We'll hear from Jason McCourty. As you have already heard his name mentioned today, what Jason McCourty had to say about the possibility of having played this weekend against the Broncos, which didn't end up happening. It's going to be next weekend. We'll get to it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It is I, most interesting man in the world, Trink Dozekis.
That's a song.
Was this used in one of those commercials?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
I remember this as a car commercial.
This is Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, right? Wasn't this used in that? Wasn't this used in that movie?
Stay thirsty, my friends.
This is Jay-Z.
I know, but the original is not Jay-Z.
TV's telling me it's Modelo, not...
Booze bags.
Yeah, but I never saw Good, Bad, the Ugly.
Oh, I think the original.
It's got
orchestra.
That
more homework
or opera, whatever it is. Oh. Yeah, you have to look that up. We'll have to look it up.
Is this as good as Wind River?
Wind River, good movie. Hardy, good movie or not?
Wind River is a very good movie.
Thank you. There's some guy who keeps yelling at me about how it was a terrible movie. How he took the recommendation, he hated it. I'm like, what do you mean? It's not a bad movie. It's worth a watch.
Ah, The Ecstasy of Gold, musical composition by Ennio Morricone. Part of his score for the 1966 Sergio Leone film, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Yep. Looks like it was used in commercial. There you go.
All right. Cool. Nailed it.
Jay-Z song. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody. Yep. Everybody's right. All except right. for the Dos Equis thing.
Except for Zoe.
Same beer. Same type of beer.
Yeah, that's right. It's beer.
Mexican beer.
It's a beer commercial.
Le cerveza.
Jason McCourty. Let's hear a little bit of Jason McCourty, shall we?
Being forced to fly out and play in a game and fly back was definitely not an ideal situation at all. Takes a toll on your body. You fly back. And then obviously throughout the course of this week with everything COVID related that's happened with our team, here we are, I guess 2 days out from a game, getting our first practice. And so I know for myself as an older guy who tries to, I would say, represent the rest of the guys in the locker room on calls this week with the PA and trying to figure out, you know, who has our best interest in mind. And I would say kind of throughout all of this, the realization that it's not a league-wide thing. It's kind of a team thing. You know, for us in this locker room, this is what we have, you know, between the players, the coaches, the administration, the staff. It's up to us to kind of take care of one another, to make sure physically we're all set, make sure mentally, because I think outside of here, the people that don't have to walk in our building, whether it's the league office, whether it's the NFLPA, they don't care. I mean, we're trying to get games played and we're trying to get the season going. So for them, it's not about what's in our best interest, our health and safety. It's about, you know, what can we make protocol wise that sounds good, looks good, and how can we go out there and play games? So I think what I kind of learned personally throughout this situation is going to be up to us as the individuals in this building to just really take care of one another.
So he called out his NFLPA people too there, right? He said, it's the NFL, it's the NFLPA. They don't care about us. All they care about is putting together protocols that look good. My response is, what protocols are going to work for you? What protocols are going to solve this problem? There's no protocol that solves playing an NFL season in a pandemic.
They
it
were pissed
exist.
About the locker room. They were really pissed about the locker room. That's the
been.
Biggest thing that came out over
that's,
the weekend.
That's a valid that's right. thing that's to be pissed kicker. About. That's an easy one to fix. So shame on the Chiefs and shame on the NFL.
Shame on the NFL. The NFL mandated the game be played there.
But I put some of that on the Kansas City Chiefs, too.
No, but the NFL's got to tell them, you're the Chiefs, Figure it out.
Like if
you get 55 different rooms down underneath.
Right. The Chiefs. How is it that the Chiefs are just like, well, our visitor's locker room is our visitor's locker room. That's what every team's going to have to deal with when they get here.
Wrong answer.
No, you're part of a club. Okay. Everyone right now needs to look out for each other. There's no locker room hijinks in the sense that a team is jamming someone into a tight locker room or someone's turning off the hot water in the, you know what I mean? It's sort of that old school crap that goes on.
Yeah, red no, garden, no. The old
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, right. Red cranking the heat. You know, none of that stuff. You need to all take care of each other right now as a league, teams. That means the Patriots have to go out of their way to make sure their visiting locker room is expanded and is in great shape for the teams that come in here. It means the Chiefs have to do the same for the Patriots. It means every team has to make changes, not just for themselves in their own building, but for the people who are coming to their building. Because if it's your building, it's your responsibility. So that's a legit gripe. That's an easy one. But as far as you guys had four positive tests in a week, what did you not think you were going to have positive tests? Did you really think that this was just going to go on and everyone was going to stay negative the whole time?
Maybe.
There are 53 guys on a roster, plus practice squad players, plus coaches. Let's round that up. Let's say it's 100 guys in and out of the football facility every day that go 100 different directions when the day ends. What did you think was going to happen? This was going to happen. It has happened. What protocol is there that fixes the problem, Jason? Like, what is it? I don't know. I just want to know what that answer is.
He's been angry since July. He wanted answers since then. I don't know what answers he got that, you know, he felt comfortable with coming back to play. It seems like the game does change as it goes on. Like, you'll see new safety protocols. You'll see new they call it plexiglass, put up in certain spots. You'll see new tape sidewalks. You'll see arrows as to which way to walk. You'll see new cleansing stations. You'll see spray stations. So they sort of got all everything out there that you need.
Right. And so, I mean, you take all the right steps, right?
Just step. Just go through these steps.
Does that mean it stops coronavirus?
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. That's just what it is.
But if you have it on your body, we're washing it off your body right now.
Great. Awesome. That's a good thing. Trying to cut that down. Is there any protocol that prevents it or stops it?
Is there?
Vaccine.
Does it exist?
Vaccine.
It's like the same boat everybody's in, you know? Except we're listening to millionaires talk about it is what we're doing right now. We are in a lot of cases. That's what's going on. So you think the bus driver cares to hear about this, about how the protocol is a problem? Do you know what I mean? Like there are people that go to work every day and get exposed to it. And I just think they've got to be careful with this because there is no magic cure for this in the NFL. There is no way to do it unless you're going to go have your bubble. And I think that's the response back. Well, you guys don't want to do a bubble. So either you accept the risk that comes with playing or you don't play at all. And you have that option too. That was a possibility for these guys.
I thought this too when they came together and said we were going to play, that if one person tested negative, that person would go away when I was told 21 weeks. You go into quarantine for 21 weeks. So that guy's gone 3 weeks. Everybody else plays. And I don't know if there was confusion as to, okay, if a guy does test positive, even though I'm not a point of contact, we can't play the game because we only have one guy test positive after we shut the whole facility down for 4 days, practiced once, one guy caught it after Steph. It's a head scratcher to me. You know, I mean, some players think that way. Guarantee you that. And we were told you get corona, you're gonna get treated, you're gonna get out of there, you're gonna get away from the team, and the rest of the team's gonna continue to go play. Now it's starting.
Which, as far as we know, was agreed to by the NFLPA, right?
Yeah.
And I guess that's the complaint that.
What are we shutting down for?
That the NFLPA shouldn't have agreed to that? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Is that what Jason McCourty's saying? Like, this was a bad agreement? It was risky from the start.
Well, like you said there, too, I will make the right decision for my family. Is that a threat as this gets deeper and worse that you don't feel safe?
That's okay. Would you begrudge a guy for saying, you know what, this has gotten a little crazy and I don't think I want to do it anymore? Okay. Go home. Yep. It's okay. I would not begrudge someone for saying there's just too much spread and I don't think we can contain it. And I think it's time for me to check out. Okay, that's fine. You've had that right all along. You have. But it's like this idea that there's some great magic protocol that's going to keep everybody safe and allow the games to go on every weekend. It doesn't exist, guys. Guys, that does not exist. That's just not dealing in reality. It doesn't exist. It's going to take longer to get through the season. The league is going to need to get more flexible. Players should understand and should know and should not be naive enough to think there would not be positives in their league. With 3,000 plus people that go home to different homes every night in this league that you're a part of and you interact with every day without masks on, what did you think was going to happen? It's going to happen. Here you are. And on this team, it's not as bad as others.
Pumping gas, getting coffee.
Steven in North Carolina today. Steven.
Hey, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. Hey, I am so tired of these crybabies making millions of dollars. And all of a sudden, you know, they had the option to sit out the season if they were in fear of this virus. The world is in fear of this virus. Think of the man that works in the shipyard for 16 hours. Do you think he has the option to stay home? No, he doesn't. Either man up or sit out. One of the two.
Yeah. I wouldn't even call it manning up. Like, man up. What does that mean?
So you're,
you're a big baby if you go home with your millions of dollars? Because you want to stay away from it? I got no problem with that.
Man up.
Just stop telling me that there's an answer there, unless you've got it. Unless you've got the answer, which I don't think anybody has for anything right now. Does anybody have the answer, Artie?
Well, man up is not the answer.
Manning up is not the answer. But if you got a solution, we're all ears. All ears. 617-779-0985. I actually want to talk some football coming up next hour, if you don't mind. Like to get into that. Like to get into some of the games yesterday. 617-779-0985. Phone lines are open for you if you want to jump on board.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The phone number. Fiedel and Sow on a Monday. Make sure you download our app, 98.5thesportshub.com. Stream us, download our podcast, and all the great podcasts from the Sports Hub.
My mom listens on that.
Hi, Mom.
She gets upset because some of the swears go through there.
I know.
Yeah. All of them do.
All of them.
Shut up, Jim.
All of them go through. Val's in Foxborough today. Hi, Val.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to call. I call a few times, but I do agree with Devin McCourty. Even though he's a millionaire, this virus is not worth putting your life on the line. And I love the Patriots. We go way back, even when they were practicing at Pace Road, the old state hospital, to take my son down for the autographs, Corey Brown, all of that. But I think if there was a way to put them in a hotel, I don't think they should go home with their families.
And they do. And the clip we played was Jason McCourty. From earlier. I know they sound exactly alike, so easy mistake.
Okay.
Yeah, but they don't believe that. They disagree with you on that.
In May.
Okay.
I had the virus in May. For 3.5 weeks, I was in the hospital, and it is not pretty. The headaches and the cough and shortness of breath are the worst. And the only thing that worked to save me was the plasma, the experimental, mm-hmm. with the antibiotic. So,
all right.
And like I said, I love the Patriots. I love watching football. I would miss it, but I just don't think this virus is worth bringing it home to your family.
So, do you think they should shut it down? Do you think they should stop the season?
Not necessarily, but I think that they should take enough time to make sure everybody's negative.
Which is okay, but it's going to take a lot of time to get through the season if you do it. So, how many days do you have to wait to know that everybody's negative before you play? Is it 5? Is it 7? Is it 10? What's that number? How many days do you want it to be? And by the way, just because you have a player negative and you send everybody home, those players aren't staying home that got sent home. They're out this weekend, as Jake in Boston told you. They're out and about. They're going to all kinds of different places.
That's stuff to do.
Right. So it's like, where's the solution then? That's not a solution. Unless you're saying they go to a hotel, they're in a bubble. That's fine. But the players are saying no to that. They've said no to that. They don't agree with you on that. They don't want to do that. They're not going to do that. You know, the virus, in Val's opinion, it's bad. It's not worth it. Well, then if it's not worth it, then they're, in that case, if you believe it, there shouldn't be a season.
Do you think they're in good hands?
In what sense? Medically?
The team, medically.
Like doctors?
Yeah.
I would think so. I think
they're in very good hands.
Yeah, I would think so. I would also think that they're in a, in a segment of the population that they're all young and ridiculously fit, mm-hmm. that they're, you know, the risk of, is Val said, losing your life? Well, I don't know what that risk is. I think it's probably less than the general population. Right. But that doesn't mean you can't have a horrible, you know, ordeal with it, or you can't have impacts after the fact that can impact you. We mentioned Eduardo Rodriguez. Have you seen some of this stuff on brain fog that people are dealing with? Have you seen this?
No.
Like up to 40% of the people who have dealt with having COVID, like months later, their memory is just not working right. Just not good. Just not mentally functioning at the normal levels.
I got to get the antibody test.
Why?
Why? Because your mind
to check your memory.
Your mind is so sharp. You wonder if you have like some super like spidey skill from contracting it early. And
I was pretty severely sick before we went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I think he's saying he's in a brain fog right now.
Like there, but no, there are periods where I will walk into a room and be like, "What the hell did I come in here for?"
Well, you're approaching like senior citizen age. That just happens.
But I just start walking around and walking around, and there it is.
Speaking of that. You just got a call to the line here. Your trash man called, said you got 15 minutes or so. Your trash isn't out yet.
Best in the business.
Literally just happened as Tom was talking.
Best in the business doing her jobs.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. Call
Give you
house.
A warning.
Call the house. Call it on speaker. Come on. Let's have some.
That deserves a great tip for Christmas time.
Yes. You take care of this guy?
He's
no,
take
he
care
doesn't. Are you joking?
I have a different guy every week, so it's never the same guy. Let's go.
She's not home.
Oh, no.
I'll call my neighbor.
How many people?
Tell your trash guy you'll take care of him, and he can go get the barrels wherever they are. Where are they?
Kids have school today?
No.
Where are
so where is everybody?
Yeah, the kids are
away. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll take one more shot here.
Call the neighbor?
Yeah.
Which neighbor? Is this like?
The one that dug through your dumpster?
This is like phone a friend.
Calling the dumpster diving neighbor?
Phone a friend. Yeah, listen. Can you get the ticker from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire on?
Yes.
we do need the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Phone a friend.
Lifeline music.
Lifeline. Do you want to use one of your... you do a great Regis, Hardy. Can you do your Regis? Use your
He's
lifeline.
Calling him on the phone.
Hey, Laura.
What's up?
What's going on? Hey, my very classy garbage man, just doing his job, said I forgot to put out my garbage. I didn't think he was coming today because of the holiday.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You want Vinny to put it out?
Yeah, would you mind having Vinny roll it down? Just the one.
He's right outside here, so I'll tell him.
Awesome. Yeah, classy waste management people here. Awesome. Big shout out to them. All right, thanks, Laura. All right, see you, bye. See you, bud.
So Vinny's going to roll down. Is that your final solution?
Final answer.
Lock it in.
What?
Vinny, rolling the garbage can down to the curb.
He'll get down.
Good.
We roll Thursday down when they go on vacation.
You leave it outside all the time?
I do leave it outside all the time.
Don't you have to worry about the raccoons?
We did, and we had a rat problem. That's what you got to worry about more.
Rats. Rentham rats?
Wood rats.
Biggest kittens.
So don't they get into the garbage?
That is so damn nice of them to stop what they're doing, as busy as they are, collecting everyone's trash to call to make sure I get my trash out.
Well, I would guess.
Classy.
You might be the type of person that would call the city back and say, hey, they forgot my trash.
Done that.
Come by and pick it up when you were the one who forgot. Have you ever done that?
No. They didn't take it one time when they thought that it was too heavy and it was overloaded.
All right.
It's got a hydraulic lift on that thing. Put it in. Ain't like you're hurting your back.
All right, let's get back to your calls, but let's talk about some of the games this weekend, the good and the bad. And Read and React is coming up at 11:36.
Awesome. That never happened before.
Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.